At times, God requires parents to pray fervently and relentlessly for their families. Sometimes your children and your grandchildren may be involved in bad behavior, and God has no choice but to allow them to suffer punishment. The protective wall that normally surrounds them has been breached, and a gap has opened up. The Bible says, "I searched for a man among them who would build up a wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, so that I would not destroy it." Ezekiel 22:30. But at such times, His Holy Spirit seeks to move the hearts of parents so that they will stand in the gap and pray for their families. Many modern parents don't usually pray fervently for their spouses or their families. It's hard work. You have to wake yourself up, shake off the lethargy, and incite yourself to action. You have to get a hold of God, like Jacob did in the Bible when he frantically, desperately wrestled the angel of the Lord and refused to let go until he received a blessing, according to Genesis 32:24-28. But God promises, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." Jeremiah 29:13. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Notice that this verse says, "in time of need." You won't have to pray so hard most of the time, just in times of special need. Dear God, help me to pray fervently that I might receive your help in this time of need. Forgive me for being apathetic when it comes to prayer. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, because you said that the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. Holy Spirit, please stir my heart. Help me to be moved mightily to pray about pressing needs and desperate situations. Help me to stand in the gap in prayer. Motivate me to come boldly before your throne of grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.